Oh, here we go. Hello. Woo, man, it's kind of dreary out there. Nestle in. Have a wonderful show today. I think it's going to be. I don't know. You could be the judge of that. So much to get into. There is. There's lots to talk about. What did I write here? Oh, yeah. I want to ask you a question about pets later on in the hour. I heard a story and... I need your help in the convincing department. Maybe. Just maybe. All right. We'll dive into all that. Listen for The Drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. That is all brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Let's see. I need to turn that up a little bit. There's all these one day I'm going to come in here a little bit earlier, maybe when Marty's on location somewhere, and count the actual amount of buttons and knobs that there are in this board in front of me. It's got to be hundreds. And I know what about six of them do, and those are the six I concern myself with to make sure you hear me. I always know where that big red button is in case somebody says something ridiculous. All right, is this ridiculous, or is this what we're looking to do? This is what I want to talk to you about to get the show started, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I want lots of texts today, too. Phone calls and texts. So, how about this? All tourists, and when I say all, you know what the word all means, everybody. All tourists to the United States would have to reveal their social media activity from the last 5 years under new Trump administration plans. This is a story that's just out on the wire. Customs and Border Protection agents, that's under the Department of Homeland Security, they would also require any email addresses, telephone numbers that visitors have used in the same time period, 5 years, and the names, addresses, birth dates, and birthplaces of family members, including children. Now, this proposal was published yesterday, in the Federal Register Notice. That's the official publication of the government. And this called the new disclosures mandatory for entry into the United States. It would apply to people of all countries, regardless of whether they require visas or are currently permitted just to come in. So visitors from Britain, Australia, Germany, Japan, they're not required to get tourist visas before visiting the United States right now. But they'd be required to give you all this requisite information before coming in here and getting here. Now, one, it would throw a wrench into the World Cup, that's for sure. And two, tourism's already down. It's dropped dramatically in Trump's second term because, one, an immigration crackdown, which I'm okay with, and recent moves to ban all asylum claims, which I'm okay with from certain countries. Now, California tourism's down about 9 to 11%, something in there. Let me go over all that stuff, though, about social media. I'm not going to go over it again. But those stipulations. Is this too far? An offhanded comment on social media or something that somebody doesn't like from 4 years ago and you're from Japan, who we seemingly don't have any problem with, or Australia, who I don't think we've ever had any problem with, or Britain, and they say, well, a check of your social media says you're not allowed to come and check out Broadway for the weekend or week to see a couple shows. You wanted to go to Disney? Sorry, pal. Stay in Tokyo. I hear that Disney Japan is very nice, but you ain't coming to Orlando. This seems pretty heavy-handed. There's a difference between security and a security threat and being a smart aleck, or difference between being secure and being over-officious. This feels like over-officious. Now, asylum claims are one thing. You vet people. You want to make sure you got the right people in your country. Particularly from places where, well, they're seedy and we don't have a good relationship with. Visiting from places that we do have a good relationship with and people from places like Japan serve very little in terms of a security threat. This feels like it's way, way, way over officious. And also, who's going to do all these checks? What department is going to sit there and pour through, even if you're the one that has to do all the legwork, and do the checks and balances on someone's social media accounts? Now, it's been suggested that the administration has also demanded that prospective foreign students unlock their social media profiles so that U.S. diplomats can review their online activity before receiving educational and exchange visas. And those who refuse, you ain't coming here. I'm kind of okay with that one. You want to see what someone is going to be all about when they plan on, well, being educated in this country and being here for multiple years. But when somebody comes and wants to look at the Grand Canyon from Germany, are we really worried about their social media profile from 3 or 4 years ago? Do we need to have the date of birth of their children if they're not accompanying them, and the birthplaces of their family members? Some people might not even know them. And are we going to then prohibit them from coming to this country? I'm all for making sure America is safe. Make America safe again. I'm all for that. Absolutely, positively, 100%. What I'm not for is making people jump through unnecessary hoops and making them do ridiculous things to come here, especially, again, from places that we otherwise have a wonderful relationship with. It feels like the vetting process from certain countries, select countries, a lot of countries, is more than, well, sufficient right now. What we need to really hammer down on are those known places, places that seemingly spawn terrorists, or places that have sent a bunch of knuckleheads here to continue to be knuckleheads. I'm all for that. But visitors from Britain, Australia, Germany, Japan, they're not required to get tourist visas. We've trusted them and we trust them for years. What have they done to break that trust? It seems like not a lot. And if you're heavy-handed with something like this, you know what's going to happen? They're not going to crow about it. They're not going to yell about it. What they're going to do is they're going to thumb their nose at us and call us ugly Americans, and they're going to spend their money somewhere else because they got the money to spend, and they get like 2 weeks straight, sometimes 3 or 4, off, and they go on holiday, and they look to venture out in the world. Well, they'll cross America off their list. So I want to talk to you at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. All tourists to the United States would have to reveal their social media activity for the last 5 years under a new Trump administration plan. Does that seem just a bit much to you? Or are you somebody who falls on this side? You just can't be too safe. Let's talk about that and have a nice chat. Hey, for one night only, it's a week from today. One night only, December 17th, Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDK, Star, Whammo, and Y108 going to be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore. Everybody will be there. We'll have a fantastic time. No admission cost, but you know what you can do? Bring a canned food donation to support North Hills Cares. Details, check them out, kdkradio.com. All right, happy, wonderful Wednesday, wet Wednesday to you. Margo, fashion up your earphones. I need to speak to you in a moment just after I read this read here. As always, you can listen to us 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA, or on that Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Yep, AUDACY. So check that out. But you can watch us online with our KDK video stream. It's presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio's live stream. Now you can watch us on our YouTube page. Fantastic. Love that. Be sure to subscribe so you don't have to do it every single day, because then it delivers a message to you. And I love our YouTube page. The Dear Margo, who is fantastic, who is great, who is wonderful. We've got some programming news today. that Margot hit me with. She kind of hit me with it yesterday toward the end of the show in a break, and then she substantiated it today. Margot will be bringing joy to your ears, apparently, this weekend again. Margot, you're a fast riser. What's happening on Saturday?
Saturday, I will be anchoring again 5 to 1 in the morning.
5 to 1, 1 to 5. No one here gets out alive. So 5 to 1, you're doing 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. And so the programming news as it pertains to this show is you don't give a hell about me anymore and what's happening in the next couple days.
I won't be here tomorrow, but I don't know about Friday yet.
But you're certainly not producing tomorrow.
Certainly.
Certainly. Look at you. Hey, look, I'm not going to hold you to the nest. Go ahead. Fly free, Margo. Fly free. Are you going to just use your one name?
No.
I thought we'd been over this.
Yeah.
The masses want it.
It's more professional to use my first and last.
Says who? Did the bosses get a hold of you?
No, I just, it's a personal thing. I'm going to use my first and last.
Okay. I think you might be able to make a splash by just saying Margo. I mean, your name's not Betty, or it's a little bit uncommon, and you might be able to hit harder. Will you at least contemplate it for me?
I did. I made my decision.
You're not even going to work one of them in?
I contemplated it and chose it, I would be using it during my traffic reports too.
Look at Margo. Margo has no time for me today. None at all. She's like, listen, I'm a big girl. I've made my decision. Shut up and talk about the topics you wanted to talk about today. Man, you're short today, Margo. You all right?
No, I am not short.
Yeah, you are. You have contemplated. It's unprofessional pretty much just to use one name. You know, come to think of it, I have not heard anybody nationally or even locally just use one name, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm saying you could maybe blaze a trail that's new. You like getting up that early in the morning on Saturday?
I like getting off that early, that's for sure.
Pretty good call. I can't argue with that one. It's pretty liberating when it's 1:04 in the afternoon and you're driving out of the parking lot already finished with work.
Exactly. I would wake up at 3 a.m. to be off by 1. Because I come in at 1.
Right. So good stuff. And that gives you, holy heck, you get like almost a bonus day pretty much.
Yeah.
By doing that. Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold you back. I'm just not. Good stuff for you. I'll wake up. I'll be up early. Wrestling tournament on Saturday. I'll be up early and I'll be listening. What time is your first update hit? 6, right at 6?
Yes.
Okay.
6 on the dot should be, but we'll see.
We'll see about that. I hope there's lots of news. I hope none of it's tragic, but I hope there's lots of easy-to-find news. So
yes,
there's
yes.
That. All right, that's the dear Margo. You'll hear traffic from her in just a little while. So good on her. Back to this situation, 866-391-1020. Then I'm going to need your help. After the bottom of the hour, I need your help big time in helping me to persuade somebody else to do something, because I'm there. I'm there where I'm ready to persuade somebody, but I'm not really good at things like that. I'm not. So I'm going to need your help. But the situation with tourists that the Customs and Border Patrol, Border Protection, I should say, that's under the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, they would require all email addresses and telephone numbers, all visitors that they've used in the last 5 years, names, addresses, birth dates, birthplaces, and your family members, including your children, and reveal your social media activity from the last 5 years. How do you do that? You give them your social security, or excuse me, do you give, or social media activity, I should say. Do you give them your social media handle and your password? You go, okay, there you go. You can look at it. Like from the last 5 years, in doing what I do, like, let's say I was doing this overseas and wanted to come here. By virtue of doing this job, by disseminating so much, I have quite literally tens of thousands of tweets. Because every day, this, that, and the other thing. So, that's kind of interesting. And it could get, the part I have a question about, and a big question is, how tedious this would be on the receiving end for the American agents, and how they're going to pour through all this information. We need to be very careful And this is the part where the decision needs to be made. We need to be very careful about our nation's security from an international standpoint, even domestic, but definitely from an international standpoint, and making sure the bad guy doesn't get here. But what we can't do is be so over-officious that the good guy decides they're going to go somewhere else and not spend any money here. That's counterproductive. That's not going to work. That's going to put a lot of people out of business in a way in which, well, we don't need to do that. That's a delicate balance to strike. It's for smarter people than myself to figure all that one out. But this is too much. It just is. Now, you also have the World Cup coming here, and the United States is part of that. Tourism's already dropped a ton. Now, in doing this, in having this protocol in place, there are a lot of people that would be coming here just to watch the games that I'm telling you aren't going to go through that rigmarole. And it's going to be tough for them to, one, get in, and two, even kind of gin up the want to come here. It's too much. It can't be a unilateral decision. Trump can't make it on his own. And it can't be something where he just says, I feel this way. Let's push it into practice. People need to talk sense into him. 866-391-1020. NASCO Roofing Instant Access. All of our shows. Just a click away. Email us, instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. I need help from you helping to influence someone else. I'll get into that in just a couple minutes. News bottom of the hour, KDK. Wednesday? Man, I'm feeling good. I am. Weather turns bad. Turn to KDKRadio.com. Up to the minute news, weather, traffic information, KDK Radio Storm Center. It's all brought to you by Duquesne Light Company. Larger than light. That's how I'm going to say it. Only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDKA. Like stronger than, I think there's been now two Doors references today. And I'm not a big Doors fan. Although, yeah, I'm not really. I think I did do a segment a couple months ago about these people who swear Jim Morrison lives in their apartment building outside of Syracuse. And like they've connected all these dots and it's uncanny, but it's really not Jim Morrison. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. In just a moment, I'm going to need your help convincing someone else that I want to get something. But that's after we talk to John in McCandless. Hi, John.
Hey, Colin. First of all, Colin, baby, light my fire.
Yeah? The time to hesitate is through.
Okay, that was the door. Anyways, hey, you know, I want to tell you, legal tourism and legal immigration are like one of the foundations of our economy. So what you described about this new directive, it just blows my mind. I don't understand it at all.
Too much. Heavy-handed. And, you know, someone texted me, and here's what it was. Hey, wait, Trumpers voted for this. Embrace the bigotry. It's actually the opposite of bigotry. It's an overreaction and over-officious security. Bigotry would actually only be making a few of these countries do this. Good call. 866-391-1020. It's too much. What I think might happen is the Trump administration, i.e. Trump, what might happen is he starts by saying this, and then he's talked down and talked down, and sense is talked into him, and there's no way that this is put into practice because of the tremendous loss in dollars by virtue of the people not coming here from other countries. All right, I heard this story today from Tamara Rush. And it reminded me of something. It's kind of adjacent to something going on, or potentially could be going on, in my life. Are you ready?
If you're thinking of giving a dog or cat as a holiday gift, Attorney General Dave Sunday says it's important to be careful. Some online or in-store sellers may advertise puppies that don't exist, are from puppy mills, or come with hidden high-interest loans. Red flags include paying up front online, not seeing the puppy's mother, or missing vaccination records. Sunday advises considering breed-specific rescues or local shelters instead. Anyone who feels they've been scammed or caught in predatory pet financing can file a complaint with the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General. Tamira Rush, News Radio KDKA.
Predatory pet financing is kind of a crazy thing. It just is. But when Tamira brought that up about anybody thinking about getting a pet or buying a pet or getting one for a gift or all of that around the holidays, wrap a nice big bow around a golden retriever and go ahead and give it to somebody, it got me thinking. I've kind of crossed a bridge, not a rainbow bridge, the very opposite of that. I kind of want a dog, but my wife will not stand for it for a couple reasons. We've had this conversation. She says, I work from home, you go to work, kids go to school, I'll be the one left to do all the stuff. Now, that's the one and biggest sort of hang-up in all of this. And it may be the insurmountable talking point, considering she's right in that she would be the one left during the day, many of the daylight hours, to facilitate all of this stuff. Now, somebody told me there's sort of a finishing school, if you will. And I don't know if my buddy Dave was full of it. Not Dave who calls here, another Dave. If he was full of it or he's serious about this. He was thinking about the same thing a couple months ago. And he tried to tell me you could buy a dog and essentially have dibs on it. You know, this is your dog or whatever. And they send it away and housebreak it. Figure out how to potty train it. Make sure it doesn't chew all your stuff or the best that they can. And when they deliver it, it's like ready to go. Now, it's not cheap, but you go pick your dog up or they deliver it to your house. And they took care of some of the elementary kind of stuff. It knows how to go and kind of nudge the door when it needs to go pee outside. And it knows not to chew up all your furniture. And it's, well, been to like behavioral school. Maybe I should call Paul Anthony or somebody like that. World's greatest dog trainer. But anyhow, I want a dog. Rocco next door, who is a Norwegian elk hound and the greatest dog I've ever met, because he gives the impression that he looks tough, but he's oh so awesome to me, and he's so very gentle and kind. Anyhow, Rocco next door has given me this sort of appetizer and look into the world of, all right, here's a little taste. This is what I'm all about. And it's so fun, like, especially on the weekend. I'll be kicking around the house. I got a little bit to do, but not a lot. And I'm thinking, hey, you know, I'm sitting down here in the middle of the night. Everybody's in bed. I'm minding my own business. I'm watching the Ohio State-Indiana game. I'm not lonely, but everybody's already kind of turned in for the night. It'd be nice to have a dog to hang out with, to just sit around with. Or when I go for a walk, all right, let's go. Not these big, long trail hikes. I mean, I'm not going to rip it 20 miles with the dog, but down to the end of the street and back. I'm not looking at it as a toy either. Really. It's equal part comforts for both myself and the dog. So here's where you come in at 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. The chances that my wife goes for this, the ceiling's probably about 2.5-3%. Okay? Oh, honestly. But that's not 0%. 2.5, maybe 3% that she says yes when I keep nudging her and nudging her and nudging her. Maybe I need to be retired and be at home full time to get this dog. But what are some tactics I can use to get her to warm up some about this? Because like I said, she has a huge point and a great argument about the one gigantic sticking point she has, which is, I'm the person who's going to be home for hours upon end with this dog that you want, but I've got to work. I treat my, it's like I'm in an office here. I can't just go and at a whim, take it outside, take it for a walk, do this, do that. Like, you need to treat my work like I am, have driven downtown. Nobody drives downtown in an office anymore. Like, I have driven to Cranberry. I am in an office. I'm sitting there. Even though I'm just in this office in her house, you need to treat it like that. And so I can respect that. But you know what? I want a dog. I do. I don't want one that is super high maintenance. But then again, I don't want some little teacup dog either. I want a... Oh, man. I guess some things in life you just got to do without. But I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking about the stuff I want to do in my life that I don't want to miss out on. And this is one of them. EG is in the North Hills. Hi, EG.
Hey, Colin, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. So I got the perfect dog for you. And then also the strategy with your wife.
Let's hear it.
So let's talk the strategy first.
Uh-huh.
No, there's no such thing as shopping for a puppy.
Okay.
When you see a puppy, you buy a puppy. So what you got to do is get her to where the puppies are, and then she can't say no. Nobody can say no to a puppy. So you don't shop for them. You go there, you look, and you end up, no matter what, you're going to come home with a puppy because they're just too friggin' cute.
Gotcha.
Now, the breed, we've had great success with them, and we have two of them right now, babies, are miniature Australian Shepherds. And so they get about 25 to 30 pounds or so. They're not tiny little teacup dogs. They have docked tails. So,
oh,
you know,
I've
they
seen them. I've seen
bump.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they'll have like a white breast,
yeah,
and then the rest is like brown.
Yeah, or blue merle, or, you know, like, the, yeah, like tricolor dogs. And they got the ears that flop down, the real intelligent blue eyes or brown eyes, or sometimes we have one that has a blue one and a brown one. But they're sweet, smart, and great dogs, and they're like Velcro dogs. They'll fall in love with your wife, and she will fall in love with those, with that dog.
Well, then, hell, what's she need me for? Better careful what I wish for. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Now we're making some hay. I appreciate that call, and I'd like a few more of those. So much to get into. And I do want to talk a little later on, of course, about cell phones and social media, because many more reports out there. But this is where I want to go with it. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm going to grab your call. I need help convincing someone about something, and we'll dive more into that in just a moment. Here, KDK. There we go. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Phone lines jammed. Text line, same way. People talk about golden doodles, this and that and the other thing. Margo just looked at me in the break. I went out to grab something out in the newsroom. I came back through the producer booth. Margo and I talk the whole show pretty much, just so you know, in all the breaks, or most of them. She looked at me and she just goes, I go, wow, there's a lot of people calling. She goes, yeah. Because if you hate dogs, you're just a expletive. And I say, you know what? It just, nothing else needs to be said. You're right about that, Margo. You are right. And that's where we are. I'm trying to convince my wife I want a dog. There's about a 2% chance, 2.5% maybe, she'll go for it. But I'm just getting to the point where I want to experience things in life that I don't want to miss out on. And this is one of them. Lori's in Verona. Hi, Lori. Hi, Lori. Bye, Lori. Sharon in White Oak. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I'll give you a preface here. I am a former dog trainer. I'm in my 70s now, and I don't do it anymore. But I put AKC obedience titles on dogs, and I taught obedience classes. And before, I always told my classes when they were talking about getting a new dog, it was usually too late. But if there's a decision to be made in the family of a dog, I always said, whoever is in the house the most will be responsible for their dog and has the final say on whether you get a dog or not.
Oh, man.
The whole family has to be with us. Stop and think about this. Whether you're... wife likes or doesn't like dogs is beside the point. She's going to end up being the one to get that puppy out every day, multiple times during the day, whether it's nice, snowy, sloppy, wet, thunderstorms, middle of the night, to get that dog to go to the bathroom and potty. And you have to be with it. Before you even decide to get a dog, you have a fenced yard. If you don't have a fenced yard, how are you going to keep the dog from running away? Dogs will always get distracted to go see something better. And, if, you know, it's a case of the grass is always greener, or the rabbit on the other side of the fence is prettier, or the deer running through the yard, which dogs
did
often
you, wait,
take off
Sharon,
after.
Sharon, did you, did my wife call you?
No. I'm all in favor of dog ownership. At one point in my life, I owned 4 dogs and 5 cats all at the same time.
Yeah, I don't need those cats. I got no use for cats.
It depends on the cat.
Uh-huh. But
my vet always thought my dog, she says, you treat your cats like dogs, and I did. But it's a very serious thing. You have to make these decisions before you choose a breed. The idea of an Australian Shepherd, even whether it's miniature or regular, they're a very active dog. What are you going to do with that dog when your wife is busy at her job and she can't get it out to go to the bathroom? Does it shed? Does it need professional grooming? If it doesn't, are you going to have the time, especially with an Australian or a coated dog like that? It needs thorough grooming on a regular basis. And I'm talking not just a brush over the hair. You got to comb it out
all
down
right.
to the skin.
Maybe I'll just start with tomato plants.
And I would suggest if you do get to the point of wanting to get a dog, you talk with a responsible trainer like Paul Anthony, or go to an obedience club. There are several in the area that you would be able to talk to and possibly even meet some of the dog breeds.
This Paul Anthony's a real deal, huh? He's got like a really good reputation.
I'm not very, I don't usually recommend other dog breeders, but I have never met him. But what I hear of him advising over on the radio, I thoroughly agree with him.
All right. Well, Sharon knows, so there's that. Oh, you know, I swear she talked to my wife. My wife has checklists and spreadsheets, and on those checklists, it says, make a checklist for tomorrow. Like, she's that thorough. So there's that. There's still a chance. There's a chance. But I need to know how to, I don't want to say butter her up, but talk her into this. Susie is in McDonald. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Hi, Colin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, I'm in my 70s. We've had 4 dogs in the time we've been married, so we've had good success with longevity. But my one piece of advice would be to get a dog that is pick-upable. Because when you have problems or they get sick or
something,
you need to be able to pick up that dog.
Like weight-wise, like, you know, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. The other things I think you can probably deal with, but the dog we have now is like 40 pounds. It's just too much.
What kind is it?
It's a beagle mix.
Oh, okay. And so, like, if it needs to go to the vet or whatever, it's like a little bit of a chore to kind of scoop up.
Yeah. You can't. She's too heavy. My husband says it's a long-legged beagle.
Oh, man. You know, the other thing is, this sounds, maybe it isn't stupid, but when people, I've now, and I'm not jealous of the people that take their dog to the freaking Giant Eagle or whatever. I think they're numbskulls. Same thing with people that take their dog everywhere to every public place. But the people who are responsible dog owners, I kind of feel like I wouldn't mind being part of that club a little bit, or at least finding out. I don't know. There's a lot there. I'll take your calls next. We'll get into some other things. That is for sure. And there's a wild story I'm going to tell today about a woman with a license plate in Tennessee. I mean, that sounds convoluted and crazy, but it's true. News top of the hour, KDK.